with a CEO, you know? Why are you? And you know, that's, I have to, so give it deep. To Maina. One day I have to tell Maina's story. I have to.
Yeah.
Cause you know, and I remember two things. Can I say this about Maina?
Of course.
How did Maina get into radio? Maina used to work with this eclectic businessman called Trevor Kanja, who I'm not quite sure what he does. And I'm just saying that to piss him off if he's watching. And I think it was the first time Trevor had brought Shaggy to town.
Mm.
And Maina, and I hope you won't mind me saying this, was Trevor's gopher.
Mm.
He was just his gopher.
Mm.
So he would come to pay for advertising. But Trevor is the just quintessential penny pincher. Okay? Now that I think about it. I'm sure his wife is like, yes, Caroline.
Trevor Galeria.
Yes.
I know Trevor.
Trevor. So I think he was very clear that he was not going to pay for the VO.
Mm.
He was willing to pay for the script and running of the ads. And it was Eric who told Maina, why don't you read it? Maina said, I can't. And I think Eric looked at Maina and said, you can. And Maina read the script and read it really well.
Ooh.
And this guy came to hang out with us. That's why, by the way, Maina fell into a job. He just fell in. He used to hang around. And then Bob left.
Mm.
And then Maina got hits. Oh, Maina started on Hits. On Hits Not Homework.
Oh, man. His Robot has a legacy of its own.
You know? And then
Maina started on Hits Not Homework.
Maina started by voicing an ad because Trevor Kanja was not going to pay for a VO. Plain and simple. Let's not complicate this story. Okay? Let's not complicate this story. And then he just used to come around.
Mm.
Okay? And I remember I fell sick when Maina made the move to Nation FM.
Mm.
And Maina couldn't find me. To be fair to him, he couldn't find me because he wanted to tell me he was going.
Mm.
But I just kind of moved out of home and then I fall sick. So I went back to my mother's. That's mm-hmm. what you do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You fall sick when you move out of home. You're 25, 26. Go home.
Mm-hmm. Look who that's down for you.
That's for all these Gen Zs who think they're so hot. And by the way, the only reason you're sick like that is that you no longer have budget for fruit. you're eating from Uber and you never order fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And I went home. And when I came back to work, he was gone. And I didn't know how to reach him, nothing. And probably about 4 months later, we all met. His boss then was Dennis Cachero.
Mm-hmm.
And we all met at this place at Museum Hill. It wasn't Galileo, it was there, it was something else. And he said, step aside, I have to talk to you. Because I was completely ignoring him. We were young, you abandoned me, you know.
You got feelings.
And Maina looked at me and said, "Chick, I didn't go for anything else but the money.
Mm.
I need the money. I mean, chick, I used to eat your food.
Mm.
We used to order food from this place in Utali House, just make such great food. But it was because I was on air, I'd come out to where my pigeonhole was, eat a little, and then, because you can't have food and drinks in the studio. And Maina used to wait because the food was a lot and he would take half of mine. And I always used to tell him, take.
Mm.
But you know, you don't know somebody until you know them.
Yep.
And until he told me, chick, I mean, come on, I used to eat your food.
Mm.
I couldn't go on like that. So, I don't care what your beef with Maina is. No. Mm. So when he started reaching out to us, we were like, but you have the gig. And Maina said this to me. He said, there's nobody pushing me. I'm going to die here. This is Maina.
Phew.
He said, nobody's pushing me. I'm not going to go anywhere. And give it to Maina. Say what you want about him. That guy's been on the job since the first day. And that's what he said. He said, I'm going to die here. And we thought he was just trying to get an offer letter from us to give it to them. He resigned and he came.
And he's been there since.
He's been there since.
And he started, where did he start?
When Drive. He was Drive. On Drive, yes.
On Kiss.
Yes.
Okay. At this time, it's just Kiss. I mean,
it's just, we don't have anything else. We've got this brand that everybody says in bad manners. It's called Kiss.
You guys are bad manners.
Yes.
you guys are radical.
Yes, it was just Kiss.
The billboards and all that was being done at that time. Okay, so
What comes next? Who comes next? What's the evolution that happens as you're doing this?
Oh man, I mean, so there. So Carol comes and joins us. Lorna does a different shift. I also think that early morning was not good for Lorna.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, come on. We had to look after her health.
Mm.
So she was reading news in another space, and then she also got a show.
Mm.
Carol took over
Lorna
the news.
Lorna got a show on.
Yes. Lorna also had a show on Capital. I mean,
oh yeah, she's doing it on KKTN.
Yeah, on KTN. Yeah, I mean, Lorna was seasoned media personality. Yeah, the rest of us were whatever, you know.
You're right. You're
yes.
Right, she was.
But
then taught me of Jimmy. Jimmy Garth. I've not heard you mention him.
Jimmy was later.
Oh, later.
Oh, please.
Oh, my bad. Sorry.
Oh, no. Jimmy was like 100 years later. That was 100 years
what?
Later. He was not pioneer.
What?
No, he wasn't. Jimmy was doing other things, big things elsewhere.
Oh, man.
He was in
crazy.
Other spaces.
Okay.
But, you know, and then I think it was Patrick who took a liking to Ridiculous.
Uh-huh.
And met them independently,
mm-hmm.
and he really wanted Walter,
mm-hmm.
and we created a once a week segment on a Friday called Coffee with the President.
Ooh.
So I would simulate calling State House, and I'd have coffee with the President,
yeah,
and have a conversation. More reasons why Kiprono went to State House. Oh, Kiprono.
Oh man, I'm forgetting. When you're talking about president, at this time it's Moi.
It's Moi.
Because Walter Nyambane used to be the impression
of... So you see why elections don't bother me. I've seen presidents come and go. Keep going.
I'm like, that's crazy.
I met you all.
Nyambane, mm-hmm. Walter, who is Nyambane,
mm-hmm.
used to do the impression of Moi.
Yes.
So when you're calling to have the...
Coffee with the president, it's with him.
Oh,
so we pre-record that and then we play it.
This is ridiculous. Somewhat very ridiculous.
Yes.
If you want
to laugh with us,
ridiculous.
This
you don't
is,
know.
Are you? Shut up.
Ridiculous.
That's the Ridiculous crew. Three comedians who take a humorous look at the serious issues that affect Kenya. They also have a weekly show on Nation TV, one of the local television stations. Stand-up comedy is big in Nairobi. There's even a monthly sponsored talent show run by local promoters, Audio Vault and Capital FM. The carnivore is always packed on comedy nights.
What's kicking a lot around in Nairobi and Kenya is the political act, yeah?
Okay.
Because of, you know, we've had a lot of political pressure, yeah? So that's what guys can relate to very fast. There's a bit of social, whatever,
social
comedy.
Satire.
Social satire.
Yeah.
Presented in basic two forms. There's a dramatized on stage where you put someone in costume and deliver what you're delivering, and there's a stand up where you come, I give you a story, this happened, A went to B, so therefore B didn't go back to A. So that's where the joke is, and that's where you laugh.
And then we created the character of Nyambane. From the tea guy, Capital FM, chum, you know, get in here if you can. There was a lovely tea guy, an office cleaner at Capital called Nyambane. We named him from that guy. He was just like sweet but crazy.
Hold up. What do you mean?
I knew him because
talk about creating Nyambane.
Nyambane did not exist. We created him.
Oh, man. The guy in Ridiculous was nameless. I mean, not when I say nameless, I mean
it's just Walter.
It was
just the president. Nyambane was created by Patrick.
Nyambane is a product.
Is a product of a meeting on a table. But his character was that guy, and
yes.
Actually, Mina will tell you he remembers that tea guy.
Oh,
and
my.
It's Nyambane. It's not Nyambane. It's Nyambane.
This is absolutely brilliant.
I mean, a lot of the characters we have, including Mwalimu Kingangi, we create them on a table.
Mm, mm.
You create it. You sit and you figure out what he is.
No, this is brilliant. This is radio brilliance that I don't think that because the narrative hasn't been told. Maybe it's a secret weapon for Radio Africa.
Yeah.
But it's now coming. When you say it, it makes sense now because I'm like, oh yes, we knew them as Ridiculous. PQ's Patrick Kwak, who sees these amazing guys who are shaking the nation, but they were just as a unit satire of
KJ was in the building.
Politics, exactly.
Yes, yeah.
So he sees that and he sees
what else
host.
He can do. Yes,
yes,
for me, because actually, and I remember it's Kiprono who kind of talked me down. I was like, why am I always being given a co-host? And Kiprono said, we've got to balance out the audience. You're too insightful.
Mm.
We need a softening of you.
Ooh.
Yes. It's method.
The method to what looks like the magic or the madness.
There's method to the madness. And if you don't have method, by the way, you know that people are like, I have an idea. Please never come to me with an idea. Mm. If you don't have a plan, get out of my sight. Mm-hmm. Because there's got to be method. Mm-hmm. There's got to be method.
And this is leading to results.
Yes, because you must understand what Walter and I did is that we appealed to different ends of the market. So if he brought in a 40%, I brought in 60, we had 100. That's why we owned the morning. There is a science to why Giddy and Ghost own the morning. Mm-hmm. They bring their personalities. They're not similar. I hate. Can I just rant? Mm-hmm. Nothing makes me more angry than these radio shows where these people sit there and they all agree on everything and they are the same person and they nod and they have this unknowing session where they self-combust about each other and themselves. Shut up. We don't need to be paying 2 or 3 salaries on that show. Mm-hmm. We can give away more money, okay, to the audiences. If you don't bring a different view, why are you here? It is never my job to have been like Walter. And never. Walter was never supposed to be like me. Mm-hmm. It was never my job to be like Chipkizi. And he was never going to be like me.
Jalango.
And Larry. I mean, God, these guys from the ghetto. But they schooled me. But there always had to be a polarization.
I love it. I absolutely
There's
love it.
There's got to be method. Mm-hmm. Nah.
And it worked.
Because, of course it works.
Because now what happens in KISS, you begin eating the market share and become influential. I have to ask about this one. Because this, for me, was the epitome of brilliance and what made me say, listen, this, I don't know what it's going to take to get Patrick Kwako, but we need to celebrate that man because of what he did. And what do I mean by that? I interview this guy called Kolo, and I'm interviewing Kolo about Ogopa's penetration and takeover of the market. And he says this thing and I'm like, stop. What? I'm a youth at this time, so Kenyan music is beginning to take over the scene. Mm-hmm. What I didn't know in the background was that Ogopa DJs and Radio Africa Kiss FM
we were tight.
Had entered into a marriage.
Yes.
So what we as the audience and it was to the point of even telling them, no, that song won't work.
Exactly.
Just explain that.
Okay, so Patrick was very clear that part of also being part of this market, this audience, this country, this city, is representing the music